Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, and we are going to have a great show for you today. There's some things that I have been promising you guys that I didn't think I was going to get off the ground, but yet we are off the ground. And also, I have some big news about the show, where we're going in the local area, where we're at, you guys. We got so many great things going on. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about, I've been getting some really interesting stories to run, to give to you guys. And I don't want to give them to you yet, but I've been getting some really interesting things. And I think that we are going to explore a little bit of that. I'm going to play two clips for you guys today. First and foremost, we're going to get to the new segment that I've been promising that we're going to have. Finance. I told you guys that we needed to have a finance segment on this show. And I told you that it was needed in the worst way. I told you, I tell you on this show each and every time that we need to get a little knowledge and discipline in our communities. We need to learn how to do things in our communities to get our communities back to where they need to be and where they were before. And the only way we're able to do that is if we understand how we're able to make sure that we are at a great place within our community. And the only thing we have to worry about within that great place is understanding that we need to clean up our community. We need to stop teenage pregnancy or put a dent in it. We need to really combat some of the crime, the drugs that's in our communities. We need to understand finances. We need to understand how to take care of ourselves with our money that we make, that we work so hard for. So I have put together some financial experts, and they are going to knock your socks off with what they are going to expose you to. Very interesting. Very interesting. You guys don't want to miss it. I'm telling you, go get your mama, brother, cousins, and uncles and have them sit around to listen to these two clips, because we are definitely not going to miss one beat with what's going on today's show. I love you guys, and I definitely want to bring you the very best. And I also got some good news about where the show is going. So you guys, we got a lot to talk about in a short amount of time. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day.
you make me feel.
People today are concerned with education, health care for loved ones, jobs, voting rights, and stability. As County Commissioner, I will dedicate my efforts toward the enrichment and prosperity of Gaston County. Together, let's end self-interest and focus on public interest. Vote Christy McCleary for County Commissioner.
On November the 8th, 2016, exercise your right to vote. This message is paid for by friends to elect Christy McCleary, County Commissioner, Gaston County.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. We are definitely in a time where we need to understand what finances will do for us. And the only way we can understand what finances will do for us is if I give you people who knows the finance world inside and out. So I want to introduce to you this new segment that we are having, Finance 101, and I promise you, you guys will get everything that you need out of this, and this is just only the beginning. So here's Mr. B.D. Waddell to start off first and foremost with Finance 101 on Live in the Day with Jay.
This is Jay, and I'm here again, guys, and I told you that we were going to have some special segments going on in this show. And I told you that we were going to get to what we need to do in our community. We are hurting in our community, y'all. I talk about this every day on the show, and I talk about how much that I want to get you guys the information that you need to make our community successful. There's a lot of problems that we got going on in our community. There's a lot of misunderstandings. There's a lot of things that we just don't know what to do when it comes to the problems of finance. And so I told you guys that I was going to have my financial experts on this show, and we're going to introduce this new segment. It's going to be segments, that is. You know, in doing this, we decided that there are a lot of abundant information out there that is not getting to people who need it. And, you know, it comes in all forms of information. It comes in forms of taxes. It comes in form of financial budgeting. It comes in forms of annual reports, whatever the case may be, if you're a small business owner, whatever the case may be. But we need to get an understanding, and we need to get an understanding real quick, because all the things that's going on here in America right now, you guys see that we are in the midst of a whirlwind. And it's not going to get any better until we understand how we are going to take care of our finances. So, without further ado and saying that, I'm going to introduce to you guys someone. Go get everybody. Go get your mama, your daddy, your brothers, your sisters, your uncles, aunties. Go get everybody, because I'm telling you, what you're getting ready to get, the gems you're getting ready to get, you can't sell them. These gems, you're going to have to use them, and you're going to have to analyze and apply it to your life. So, in saying that, I'm going to introduce none other than my man, financial expert, Mr. B.D. Waddell. Welcome to the show, brother. How you doing?
Thank you very much, Jay, for the warm introduction.
No problem. You know, we've been talking a few months, and you know, you guys are in for a treat because you don't know the knowledge that this brother is getting ready to give you. Wows me every time I talk to him, and I don't think he really understands how much knowledge he has and how much he is getting ready to touch the lives of some people. And, you know, I'm just happy to bring you on the show. So if you can, tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Thanks for that. You know, we have been talking for a few months, and one of the things that I'm very appreciative of, Jay, is the ability to have a platform where we can communicate what we do. And today I have a special guest with me, my partner, my business partner here, Cynthia Richards-Donalds, who is a certified financial planner. And I will tell you a little bit about myself, and later on I know you will have her, and she'll give a little background on what she does.
Oh, yeah, she ain't getting out of here without talking.
Absolutely, absolutely. and we're both associated, I have to give the plug, we're both associated with Mass Mutual Carolina, located on Fairview Road across from South Park.
Okay.
In South Park, across from the mall. I have been in the financial services industry, as you know, for over 22 years. I am a licensed attorney in the state of North Carolina. I have a master's of law in taxation. I have a master's of law in corporate law and finance. I'm a chartered financial consultant and a chartered life underwriter. I am securities licensed. I carry all the requisite license to be an advisor. What we do is fundamental financial planning. We take people where they are, help them identify their goals, take the steps with them, take them all the way through to the end, hopefully accomplishing all the things they want to accomplish in their lives and for their families, creating wealth, transitioning that wealth, as we know we need to do as a community and as a group, onto the next generation. I have been doing this for quite some time. Cynthia and I have been business partners for well over 7 years. We've been with Mass Mutual now for going on about a year. It has been a fantastic, fantastic ride. We're doing great things here for the community and with our clients. And today we're going to talk a little bit about just the fundamentals. How do you get started? How do you find a good advisor? Finding somebody who you actually connect with, understands who you are, and somebody that you can trust. Now, I led with my business partner being a certified financial planner. When I decided that I was going to build a team around me, I wanted the best. And the best is always represented by education, training, designations, and people that can identify with what knowledge they have. And I am excited about the work that we are doing. I'm excited about my business partner.
Yeah. Now, when you talking about financial planning, what is the most common problem that you're seeing, whether, and I know it can be broken down into class of how much income you make, but what is the most identifiable problem that you're seeing or that you're being asked?
I can tell you, when we get started, one of the things that we normally do once we decide and explain what we do, get a good understanding of who they are, what their goals are, we try to get down to the very basics. And I think the one thing that we find, and I'm going to talk about what I find identifying. I know Cynthia will be able to communicate some of the things that she has experienced as well. But I think is identifying goals, right? Having clear-cut goals that are written down, and then understanding their finances, budgeting. Budget is number one. When we sit down and we go through budgeting, it is often amazing to me that people really don't know where their money is going. Now, we have a pretty good idea of the big ticket items. Now, we make the mortgage or the rent payments, we pay the cars, but some of that money leaks out the bag, entertainment. We eat out. We spend some time at the mall. We don't identify those dollars that leak out the back door. So when we start talking about funding some of our goals, and we think we may not have the ability to reach some of those goals financially, then we don't realize that maybe we do, and some of the money that is not there is leaking out the back door
mm-hmm.
through some of those other things. So I would say number one is being able to identify their goals and have them written out. I had someone tell me long time ago, if it's not written out, it's just a dream.
Mm-hmm.
When you write it down, it becomes a goal.
Mm-hmm.
And budgeting is also the same way. If you don't write it down, you don't know where your money's going.
Mm-hmm.
So, James, I think those are the two big things, having clear-cut goals and understanding your budget.
Well, let me ask you something. How do we, as African-American people, how do we get the African-American community, and I'm definitely want this to apply for everybody, but I want to talk about the African-American community right now. How can we get them to understand the importance of setting goals, and caring about their finances? Let's say it this way. There's so many families that are living in impoverished communities to where they don't really know where their next meal is going to come from sometimes. And the money that they get, they don't spend it on necessities. They spend it on things that, you know, that they want. How do we get that mind frame changed?
Well, Jay, I think that's another great question. And I think that's a question that will probably be answered over a number of shows that we will do together. I don't think there's one clear-cut answer to that, but
mm-hmm.
I will share some of my thoughts
mm-hmm.
with you today. I think we are very comfortable when we have a medical problem going to our physician.
Mm.
I think we're very comfortable when we have a dental problem picking up the phone and making an appointment with our dentist. I just don't think we've gotten very comfortable with knowing where to go to get answers. I don't think we are very comfortable picking up the phone and talking to a financial advisor. And we may not be comfortable with knowing where to find someone that will answer those questions, the same ones that you presented just a few minutes ago,
mm-hmm.
finding clear-cut answers to some of those problems. So today, I think we have to communicate that there are people out there like us, people of color, people who have started where they have started, people who have made decisions and have experienced some sense of accomplishment and success in building a financial base for them, a base for their family, and a base for the future of their family.
Wow. I never really, it's crazy to say, I never really thought about financing on this level. I just went with the flow, struggle and everything, along with, I know, a million other people out there. And, you know, after talking to you and really sitting down and looking at my finances, there's some things I got to change, you know.
Well, I can tell you that I was at the cusp of coming out of the 80s,
mm-hmm.
and I think that was the last of affirmative action.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that the positive side of affirmative action, part of what affirmative action was supposed to accomplish for our
mm-hmm.
People is that we were supposed to be educated.
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to go to the ground and accomplish great things and provide that wealth of knowledge for the generations that come behind
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm.
So some of that is incumbent on us doing some of that, sharing some of the information for the people who are knowledgeable. And I applaud you for providing this platform because that's what we are supposed to be doing.
Thank you.
It's providing a platform and providing an avenue for people to get this type of information on a regular
yeah.
basis.
And it's so important.
And I will share with you another one of my thoughts. These are my personal thoughts.
Okay.
Is that we were behind as a race, as a group of people. And we do need to catch up, and we do have to acknowledge that we do need to catch up
mm-hmm.
and pay attention, a little bit more attention to what we're doing with the money that we have.
Mm-hmm.
When we were going into affirmative action, one of the things, and we've talked about this,
mm-hmm.
That was high on our plate,
mm-hmm.
we wanted affordable housing. We wanted access to education. We wanted the ability to compete for jobs. We didn't want anything given to us. We just wanted the ability to compete.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things we accomplished through affirmative action. Now we're on the other side, and it's not quite as clear. And these are my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't quite as clear as we got through that. What was the next steps?
Mm-hmm.
These are the next steps. Now that we have access to education, now we can compete for the jobs out there, how do we take those next steps? What are those next steps?
Mm-hmm.
This is part of that.
Mm-hmm.
We are now providing some of that information to people, helping them build that base, that financial base for them, and doing financial planning one-on-one.
Wow. I told you guys, you were going to be very pleasantly treated today by listening to Mr. Waddell. If you guys are just joining us, and you've been on Mars for the last 10, 15 minutes, you just joining us, we are speaking with financial expert Mr. B.D. Waddell, and he has given a lot of information about why we need to understand financial matters within our home and our lives, and some of the basic things that we need to do to kind of pull ourselves out of that hole that we're in. And I promise you get ready to get a lot more information from Mr. Waddell. And you guys definitely need to tune in and make sure that you understand what's going on in your lives financial-wise. Nothing but the truth that you guys are going to get from this show. And I am so happy that I'm able to bring this to you. But, you know, I don't want to keep you listening to my mouth, because you listen to my mouth all the time. I'm going to give you something that you're going to be able to take and share it to the next person. So, getting back to what we were talking about, Mr. Waddell, you were saying how to get started. What needs to happen?
Well, first, as I identified, is find somebody that you can trust to help you with your finances. And as I spoke earlier, my business partner happens to be a certified financial planner. That's one of the highest, if not the highest, respected credentials in the financial services industry. That is a very good place to start. That's not the only advisors that are out there. It's just one of the ones that I think rises to the level of ethical behavior, education, experience, and training. So what I would start is finding a good advisor, sitting down and articulating your goals, and working out a plan with an advisor. I think this is a perfect segue to introduce Cynthia. Cynthia is going to talk a little about the method of getting started,
mm-hmm.
How she conducts business here at Mass Mutual, and the process of maybe getting in contact with her a little bit later if you have additional questions.
That sounds great. And you know what? And in you saying that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to speak with Ms. Richards Donald. And I promise, Cynthia Richards Donald, that is, and I promise you that you guys are getting ready to get the top of the iceberg. I promise you. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the Day with Jay.
The Smoke Depot, located at 117 North Myrtle School Road in Gastonia, North Carolina, is here to service all of your tobacco needs. From vapes to cigars, you can't go wrong with the Smoke Depot. For more information, call 980-320-1018. Again, that's 980-320-1018. The Smoke Depot, Gastonia's elite tobacco supplier.
My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified threat, to the laws I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified threat, to the laws I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. Hey, yeah, my name, J-Dom.
time when I'm ripping up the mic. Setting standards y'all can't handle, now it's time to pay the price. Trump tight, got this rap game locked in the vice. You don't wanna go against me, better take my advice. It's a must, I go hard and shatter your squad. I'm clicked up with the guard, we gon' tear out your heart. We dominating, no need for waiting. We gotta take it, running over all you cowards. Make you see the face of Satan. Steady chasing after dollars, tell my haters sayonara. In my lane, I gotta bomb you, see you later, no tomorrow. I be ballin', no stalling on the block, shot calling. I'm a beast in the streets, what these beasts keep hollering. My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified vet, to the laws I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified vet, to the laws I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. So official, plus I'm made, living laid in the shade with my feet kicked up. Better check my resume. Step my game out the trenches to the top. Getting riches made men. Real people, ENT, coming vicious. Off the wall, always raw. Yeah, my clique, we standing tall. Elevating, steady, regulating. While you suckers fall. Middle fingers to the law. I don't show them no respect. I'm a certified vet. Step in water, you'll get wet. My piranhas all up on you. Heat you up just like a sauna. Choppers chopping, pistols popping. Every time we run up on you. Never bother when there's problems. I just plot and stay. In the end, you'll be gone. Feel the wrath of J-Dom. My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified vet, to the laws I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified vet, to the laws I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. It's J-Dom. Nashville, Tennessee, 615, Southside Thoroughbred Rider.
VB Spotted.
I'm dominating the game. Yeah, I'm doing my thing. Coming live from the dirty, dirty, you heard me? Ha. Wordplay out this world. My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified vet, to the laws I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified vet, to the laws I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
If you are ready for a show, bet you now I disappear. I wipe away all your tears if you love me. Kiss me.
Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. 4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, bastards, illiterate, uneducated,
people are rising up.
Negative characteristics you can think of, type of person.
Wherever they are, the
teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And because
whether they are in Johannesburg,
on me,
South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and rehabilitate
Kenya,
myself
Prague,
for the first time
New York
in my life,
City,
and
Atlanta,
also
Georgia,
being
Jackson,
able to
affect that
it has on others,
our ministry,
that's what made me
effective. The cry is always the same.
Being,
we want
the,
to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, I got some interesting news. Give you an update on the Independent Artist Festival. There might be a pushback. We might have to change some dates, but you know, nevertheless, the show will go on, and we will have a great, great fourth annual Independent Artist Festival this year. Before we went to the break, we were talking with Mr. B.D. Waddell, and he was schooling you on finances. Now, that was just a little bit. Now, I'm getting ready for another part. This is another segment with Ms. Cynthia Richards-Donald. She is absolutely amazing. She will actually show you exactly what it is that you need to know. And this, and guys, just I want you to understand that this is just an introduction to what is to come. You guys are going to get so patient. You guys are going to get a chance to even speak to these two experts on the show, and we're going to make life for you in a good way. So I don't want you to get discouraged because you're not able to call in or whatever the case may be today, but that's going to come. I promise you that's going to come. And two or three more episodes down the road, that's going to come. You guys are going to be able to call in and get to speak to them, and they'll answer your questions live on the show. So just sit back, get your pen and paper, all the notes, and just take all this in because it's good stuff. So here is the interview with Miss Cynthia, or the next segment, that is, the next segment of Finance 101 with Miss Cynthia Richard Donald.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, if you are just joining us, you definitely need to make sure that you take the time out to go back to the show's webpage and listen to this show on demand for free. Everything's for free, guys. I ain't trying to get out here and do all this craziness that you see other people doing. I want to give you the knowledge like it's given to me. And so you go back and listen to Mr. Waddell, who has been talking about finances, and you guys, the things that you can get from what he has just stated will carry you a lifelong, will carry you on a road of lifelong happiness, and it will definitely give you a start if it doesn't do anything else. But we're getting ready to switch gears, and I'm getting ready to bring the queen in. We're getting ready to bring the queen in. She's going to definitely tell you what you didn't get when you heard Mr. Waddell, and I promise you, as I always do, that you are going to get even more gems from this young lady. And what she's going to do is mold you where I can't mold you. I'm getting this just like you guys are getting it. I'm getting the same thing. Your reaction is the same reaction that I'm getting right now. And so I want you guys to definitely pay close attention. Again, go get your mamas, your uncles, your brothers, cousins, whoever you want to go get to sit and listen to this, because we all can benefit from it. So I'm going to bring on my next financial expert, Miss Cynthia Richards Donald, that is. I'm sorry, Miss Cynthia Richards Donald. And I want you guys to give all of your undivided attention to her. Miss Richards Donald, welcome to the show.
Well, I thank you so very much, Jay.
Oh, okay. Your name's a tongue twister.
Just call me Cynthia.
That's what I like.
Just call
okay,
me Cynthia.
That's what I like. Now, I know you listened to a little bit of what Mr. Waddell was stating. Can you tell us, first and foremost, a little bit about yourself? And just tell us about yourself, what you do, where you come from, and all that good stuff.
Why, certainly. Well, my name's Cynthia Richards Donald, as you mentioned. I've been in the business for over 23 years. I have a master's degree in banking and finance, and I am also a certified financial planner. I've been working with wealthy clients and people just starting out. So my clients range from 28 to 84, and I take them through the entire financial planning process to and through retirement. So what we start off with is, you know, identifying the family's priorities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then talk about the fundamental financial concepts like budgeting, savings, debt, and other ways to protect your family. So when you're first starting out, that's what I'm concentrating on, getting what your needs are.
Well, you hit us with the D word, which is, I think all of us is familiar with that debt. You know, if you can, real quick, and I know this is a sidebar, can you tell the listeners how important it is to understand your level of debt when it comes to finance?
It's extremely important to know your level of debt. And debt isn't always treated the same. So there's good debt, and then sometimes there's bad debt. So if you're carrying a bunch of credit card debt and, you know, cell phones, different bills that you're not paying on, that's the bad debt. If you have a mortgage or something that's building equity for you, that's a good debt for you to have. And oftentimes it's competing with people. People are competing with those debt because they don't know what to pay off first and how to go about reducing that debt.
Now, I know we saw or we heard how to get started. Is there anything that you can add to that that would give some of the listeners a little more clarity on what they need to do to get started and to propel themselves after they have taken that first step to fixing their finances?
Well, I would say first your family would need to identify and articulate what's important to them, and you can begin to prioritize your current and future needs and work to develop a strategy that can help your family achieve its long-term and short-term aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
So have a sense of what you want to accomplish. Most people know what they want to accomplish, retiring by a certain age, helping to pay for your kids' college education, paying down current debt, for example. But as Beattie said, by writing your current and long-term goals down may help your family identify actionable ways to attain them. So if you don't write it down, it's just a dream.
Mm-hmm.
But once you write it down, it comes to fruition. And it's not, most people worry about their finances, and if you feel similarly that you're worrying about it, please know that you're not alone.
No, but you got one right here.
So, and it's very important to identify your goals clearly and why they matter to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a better chance of achieving what matters most.
And you know, that's so important that you say that people need to understand that they're not alone in this. All of us broke out here, and we need to find out why we broke all the time and start, you know, trying to fix that to where I don't like being broke.
Right.
I don't like being broke, and I know there's listeners that don't like the same thing that I just stated. And, you know, if you don't know, you don't know. But when you have someone as yourself and Mr. Barnett who is willing to give you the information and walk you through the process, there's no excuse, guys. There's no excuse for you to not gravitate towards that type of knowledge and apply it to, you know, your lives. So tell me more. I'm
hey, all ears.
I want more. I want more. If, let's say I come to you, or I won't even use myself. Everybody know I ain't got no money on here. But let's say, you know, you got a couple come to you. Walk me through the first 3 or 4 minutes of your consultation with that couple.
Okay. Well, I want to know, you know, I give them a little bit about myself and about the company, and I'd also want them to articulate what their concerns are, and I'll ask them, you know, where do you see yourself? What are your top concerns?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll just focus on what their concerns are. What have they done about it? You know, have they tried to, has it worked what they've done?
Mm-hmm.
And then we stretch them out. You know, if we fast forward 10 years from now, will we still be sitting here talking about the same thing? And if it does, if we are, then what does that feel like? And then if they, you know, if there's some issues around it, then what I would say then, is this something that you'd like for me to help you with?
Mm-hmm.
And then once they're willing to accept the help, then we can go on and have a dialogue. And you mentioned something very important. You said many of us are broke out there. And, you know, it's a relative thing.
Yeah.
Because you may be broke, but maybe spending money on Gucci shoes or, you know, going out to eat every...
You must see my sneakers while I walk.
Or going out to eat, you know, 3-4 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
But by cutting back on some of that, and then instead of, you know, every little bit adds up. So even if you can just put away $20 a week, that $20 over time adds up. And that's how you can save and, you know, save yourself some emergency fund.
You must have been talking to my wife because she's been saying that, and I've just been the hard-headed one, so... It balances out sometimes. But yeah, you know, you're right. You're right. And in just what you said, I see a lot of me. And so I know if I feel this way, and just this short time, I have been able to identify just by talking to you two where we're going wrong as a family. I know
that my listeners are going to identify what they see that they need to change within their financial status. So in saying that, is there any identifiers that we need to, or that you guys look for when it comes to?
There certainly is. And again, you asked me about the first meeting, what does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
Well, usually I'll speak with potential clients,
mm-hmm,
and say that they fall into one of three categories. First category is someone who has it all figured out. They know exactly when they want to retire, the lifestyle that they'd like to lead in retirement, and they are taking steps today to achieve that. So they've taken into consideration everything such as interest rates, inflation, governmental benefits may not necessarily be there, people living longer, and they've looked at all of that. And, you know, the stock market, you read the stock market is going up and down,
mm-hmm,
like crazy. So they've taken all of that into consideration, and they've mitigated against those factors. So they're investing today to ensure that they are living the lifestyle that they'd like to lead in the future. And they've even taken into consideration, well, what if the movie doesn't play out like I thought it would, meaning in the event of my accident or injury,
mm-hmm,
I want to make sure that my family's protected. So they have all of that figured out, and that's the first category. They have no questions. They're fully buttoned up. And then the second group of people that we meet with are people who are busy. They may have a 401k plan at their job or benefits, and they're just putting money into it, not necessarily knowing the rhyme or reason as to why they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And someone may have sold them a life insurance policy in the past, or they have an IRA. But at the end of the day, they're still left with questions. Am I going to be okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is my
mm-hmm
family going to be okay?
Mm-hmm.
Have I done enough?
Mm-hmm.
And then the third group are people who haven't planned either due to their situation or philosophical
mm-hmm
reasons. And, you know, I just ask them, the people, well, which category do you find yourself in? And they'll say either one, two, or three, and then we can move on from there. So that's how I tee it up.
So if they say three,
mm-hmm,
is it like they're in dire need right now?
If they say three, they really have no interest in planning. They haven't really even thought about it, or maybe they're a trust fund baby. You know, sometimes
it has to be a trust fund baby right now. Just day and time.
Yeah.
I would definitely come in and tell you, look, I need you to tell me what to do with this trust.
Due to their situation, and people are only going to be comfortable, most people, if they've been educated about the process. Or, you know, you brought up before about with Mr. Waddell, you know, how do we even get here? How do people get out of this cycle who have been impoverished?
Mm-hmm.
If they haven't been taught about it or had a role model growing up, then it's going to be difficult.
I'm going to revert back. Can you tell the listeners one more time your credentials?
Okay. I am a certified financial planner, been so for over 10 years. I also have a master's in banking and finance and an undergrad degree in economics. And I've been working in the financial services industry for over 23 years.
I hope you guys caught that. I hope, and the only reason I've done that is I wanted the listeners to really know that they not listening to somebody who's just making this up. They listen to some people who knows what's going on, who can definitely show you how to make that change in your life for the better. You know what? You got my ear. You got my ear, and I'm so excited because, you know, I didn't mention first and foremost, but you guys, this is going to be a permanent segment on the show where you guys are going to really get to speak to them. You guys are going to, we're going to open the phone lines up. They're going to be in the station with us when we get in the new home I've been telling you guys about. You're going to be in the station with us, and they're going to be on phone with us. They're going to take calls in the near future. So you guys continue to listen to the show and continue to make sure that you gravitate towards everything that you are being exposed to right now, because this is good stuff. It's good stuff. I like it. I love it. And I think that what you two are bringing to the table, and, you know, bringing to the table, I want you guys to understand that, not bringing and having their hands out, but bringing to the table. And all you got to do is eat. That's all you got to do is eat. That's, you know, and there's no excuse for you not to take any of this and apply it to your life. And I definitely didn't want to cut you off in that, but I felt like that needed to be stated, because you're so elegant in what you in how you present the information, and it really is impactful, you know. And I want people to understand, you know, the totality of the situation that we are faced with. And here you two sit with a blueprint, you know, it just rolls off your tongue so simply. and I just think that is amazing to me. And I really, truly appreciate both of you taking the time to start this new segment for me. And I'm telling you, before it pours all over with, y'all going to have music and everything. And it's going to be on and popping. We're going to get this out. We're going to have everybody talking to us. So if there's anything else, is there anything you want to add? Is there anything that you want to add to the listeners right now? Because I got Mr. Waddell back in here with us also. So if there's anything that you two want to add, you definitely have the form right now. I'm going to give it to you.
Thanks, Jay. We've shared a lot of information today, and there's going to be future shows, as we've already indicated. We're going to dive into a little deeper in the future on topics such as retirement planning, actually, how do you save for college education, and something that's really near and dear to my heart is estate planning. So if we do a really, really good job of helping people with their finances and accomplishing wealth, and the next step of that is being able to pass that on to future generations. Most recently, and that's part of estate planning, and most recently the world lost one of our greatest artists, maybe one of the greatest of all time, and we know him as Prince. And one of the things that was quite disturbing in that, he's not only a great musician and artist, he was a great human being. He gave a lot back to us and the community, to the world.
Yes, he did.
One of the things that was disturbing, as I said, was he did not have an estate plan. He did so much good during his lifetime. We may have missed out on doing so much more by being able to determine how he wanted his assets to be distributed, what good he wanted to continue to happen within his estate and through his name, by just having a plan, a distribution plan for his wealth. So as I speak on that, that's something that's really near and dear to my heart. People think they have to have amassed a great fortune to have an estate, and that's not necessarily so. We're going to do financial planning 101, but we're also going to do estate planning 101. What documents do you need to review? What documents do you need to have in place? I would be remiss if I didn't say you need a will. You need to review your beneficiary designations on a regular basis, your retirement accounts, your life insurance, and you need to talk to people about your health care directives. Who would be there to make decisions for you if you couldn't make those medical decisions?
Wow.
So future shows, there's going to be a lot of really good information, things that you can use immediately, some things that we will work with you over time, and some things that will happen sometime in the future that will have future impacts for you and your family and future generations.
Wow, I love it. I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm so excited to be able to incorporate the both of you, and we're getting ready to do some great things. I'm going to give you the mic, and I want you guys to do what you do. And please, guys, the ones, the listeners, you guys that's listening, please make sure that you have your pad and your pen ready, because you're going to need to take notes. And I'm going to give you a chance to speak with them, but we got to get to that point. I want you to get the knowledge. I want you to get the discipline. And then I want you to start applying these things to your life. So, Mr. Waddell, Ms. Cynthia, thank you for coming and starting this. segment for the show. It's a new look for the show, and I think that we're getting ready to go and do some great things. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Jay. We're excited.
Yes, sir. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Yo, it's Ugly Boy Lope, and I'm back in the station. I'm finna share with y'all my complications of falling
good.
In love
that
and out
really
again. Feel me?
And
it's crazy, man.
22 really
days, who still falls in love? Crazy how so-called love could be for me. Cause from the start I tell a miss quick she's all I need, and she believe it. At this point I feel like I have reached my achievement. Soon I will catch her alone indecent. Neighbors hear the bed frame screeching from the morning to the evening, from the evening to the night. Wake up the next morning, I'll be nowhere in sight. Being tied down ain't my type. And just last night I was like, I'ma do you right, but you say I left you heartbroken because words have been unspoken. Baby, no joking. Even if a dozen roses make you feel hurt, I'ma probably die to show my effort doing work for what you worth. It's worth a try. Being solo then pleasure the days that pass by. We go back and forth by separating till you want me to be beside.
Yeah, that feels good. That feels great.
To buy her nice gift. Why she thinking I'm rich? But take note of this, my swag will uplift. Better make it known, not mistaken. When she get home, baby, you can show me complete domination. Walk in it, I'ma say take them. You gon' say take me, and when we both awaken, your feelings have grown greatly. We disconnect and recollect, cause you know I drive you crazy. Mark that thing, mark that thing. Mark that thing, then restart that thing. But when we move apart, you complain. So yo, girl, even if a dozen roses make you feel hurt, I'ma probably die to show my effort doing work for what you worth is worth the try. Being solo and pleasure the days that pass by, we go back and forth by separating till you wanting me to be beside. What's that about? Like young Lope, boy, you crazy. Walk around trying to get at every single lady. True, but I ain't having no babies. So what is really the point? She hotter than the cherry end of a joint. No fruits and berries, we get straight to the point. And it's a little love lost, but more love gained. And every time we do it, I do my thing.
My thing, my thing.
Feel me?
Don't let that ride out. See you head nodding. Nod your head.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Guys, I want to take the time now to thank each and every one of you for checking out the show. Continue to check out the show because we got a lot of great things going on. Check me out on Thursday's show. I can't make the announcement today. We're out of time, but I will make the announcement of where Jay's radio show will be, and you guys are going to love it. I promise you, you will absolutely love it. I'd like to thank Mr. B.D. Waddell and Ms. Cynthia Richards-Donald for starting a new segment in finance that is going to get us on a whole new level. So as I tell you guys each and every day, I love you with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God because he gives it to me each and every day. You guys have definitely been live in the day. Today.